Welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast with Phil Pringle. Phil is the founder and senior leader of C3 Church Global, a family of over 500 churches around the world. We're passionate about bringing you fresh, inspiring devotionals to fuel your day and insightful conversations on all things church and leadership. And it all starts right now.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have on our C3 Church Global podcast this week, Lisby Warren, who co-leads with her husband, Steve Warren, their mighty church right there in Amsterdam and oversees our European region of C3 churches. Hi, Lisby. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Pastor Phil. It's an honor to be with you. Absolutely. Can't wait for this.
I'm glad you said good morning, because where I am, it's afternoon, and there you are in an English summer. Well, not English summer yet, I guess.
Dutch summer, yeah.
A Dutch summer.
It's not much of it yet, but we're hoping.
Exactly. And we've also got Nathan Oliver with us, who's the lead pastor of C3 Edinburgh in the UK and was part of a 2020 documentary that we released last year on C3. His wife, Lisa, and three kids. And his Instagram is at Nath Oliver, NathOliver. Great to have you with us, Nathan.
Pastor Phil, privileged to be here. It's morning here also, of course, and equally a Scottish summer at the moment. It's raining and maybe 12 degrees.
Lovely.
Have you got your kilt on, laddie?
I never take it off, Pastor Phil. It's one of the rules over here.
Oh, that's too funny. Actually, going back to Lisby, her Instagram address is at Lizbyw. And we wanted to talk about mental health this week. One of the reasons being is that Lisby has a conference called Beautiful Minds. Yes. And has written material on this. I think you just completed a conference on this, Lisby.
We did, yes. Yeah, it was a sort of hybrid online and in the room gathering, yep.
And both of you have had some engagement in ministry to the whole arena of mental health. That's why we wanted to talk through this. In terms of the COVID problem that we've all had with isolation and lockdown, depressions, and a rising concern about a deepening problem of mental health. How has that been for you there in Europe, Lisby?
Yes, I'd say probably the word intense is the best word for it. I think that over this year, I think with a sense of isolation, being at home, lack of control, I think the sense of lack of control people have had over their lives has been quite enormous. And we have sensed and seeing in the church and around Europe that things have come to the surface that have been brewing, and a sense of just depression and struggling in marriages with the intensity of what's going on, and dealing with children and being on your own, or then not having enough space, or having too much time with your family. It's brought up a lot. We've seen.
If there were cracks, they're showing.
If there's cracks, they're showing. And we have had to deal with a lot of things that are coming out of the woodwork for sure.
Okay. Nathan, Scotland, what's it been like up there for you, and especially in a university city in Edinburgh?
Yeah, Pastor Phil, it's been an intense 15 or 16 months in Europe, in the world, in the UK, in Scotland. It's I've got a unique perspective in that I'm both a senior pastor at C3 Edinburgh, but also full-time employed with the NHS here as a healthcare worker. So I've got that perspective of seeing from both sides, and it's been tough. It's been tough. In the healthcare sector, lots of sick and unwell people, along with a lot of stressed and frazzled healthcare employees and workers that I work with. And then in the church as well, we've spent as a church something like 15 months of purely online services, and a big sense of isolation across the community. In fact, we're only just getting back to in-person services over the last 4 weeks since March 2020. So it's been a really intense period in Scotland.
Our people have loved coming back to live services. We've been back for a few months, but we still face various restrictions. But no matter what the restrictions are, being in person, feeling the vibe, you know, of each other, and being able to talk to each other and linger after a service and have coffee. I mean, having church services online is one thing, but I mean, that's only maybe 50% of what church is about. It's before the service as you all get together. It's after the service, hanging out or going out to restaurants, etc. And I just think that I love the fact that we can do online services. There are many people who are uncomfortable about coming back to church, and that's fine. We think that this is a great opportunity to reach an entire generation through online services. But I do think it should ultimately lead to those in-person physical services.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree.
I think that ministry of the Holy Spirit, people have missed so much because I think when you're together and you're creating that sense of the presence of God, He ministers into your mindset. and there becomes this sort of freedom and sense of peace and joy. And when you're trying to do that on your own at home, it's much more of a breakthrough that you've got to create. Whereas when you're doing it together, you create that breakthrough together. And people have really missed that here. They've been coming back going, oh, I've just missed being in this presence with everyone.
Totally.
So it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's not good for people to be alone.
No.
There's no doubt about that. And Lisby, okay, so we've talked about the why of increased mental unpeace, dispeace.
Yeah, right.
Tell us some of the answers that you've discovered, people, pathways or lists of things to do or one thing to do. What are the best ways that you've discovered people can restore a good mental equilibrium?
That's a good question, Pastor Phil. I think that's okay. I think we'd all say that this year we've realized even more that body, mind, and spirit are all connected and you can't dislocate them. That sense that we're created holistically. And I think all those things, I think giving the mind attention is also giving the heart and the spirit and the body attention too. So I think those three things to be focusing on. And what we've noticed here is a lot of people have got back into nature. They're doing a lot of walking, taking podcasts with them and listening, getting into exercises, learning how to sleep better. So that sense of I'm looking after my body and that's going to connect with my mind. And then people have been sort of looking at, okay, am I taking a Sabbath rest? That's a huge thing for Steve and I to make sure that Sabbath time, that we're taking a day off to reshift what our mind is thinking about. So it's a different kind of productivity. It's like ministering life to each other and to our marriage. I think people have been building resilience in their minds. So we've been talking a lot about renewing your mind, Romans 12:2, and actually in church we followed a well-being series, which was produced out of a church in England, and that looked at all the segments of a life like vocational, financial, relational, spiritual, emotional, and we just took the church through that to say, hey, look, everything is connected within you. That's how God's made you. So let's look at well-being in every area that you have, and start to create a sense of God in it, sense of strength in it, intentionally look into it. And that's really helped people just to get intentional about what they're growing in.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Where could people get access to well-being as a course for their church?
It's actually online. It's by Kingsgate Community Church, Dave Smith. And if you go online, you can see the course. We bought a whole load of books and gave them out, you know, church people had them. And then we took the series through a preaching series and through our groups. And it just kind of, I think it detoxed people in a way from COVID and helped them get an inner strength in those areas that were really important.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think you mentioned a number of things there that all worthwhile discussions and areas that people can do with reviving, like sleeping well.
Yeah.
I mean, up in the Northern Lights there, Nathan, do you guys ever get to sleep?
Look, we've just passed the summer solstice, so I think I'm here at 6 in the morning as we record for our listeners today, but it's been light since about 3:30 or 4, and the sun went down at about 11. So,
yes.
So summertime is there's a lot of light, and in wintertime you catch up with so much darkness. It's
yes.
No, but I think you're right. There's the proper sleep is pivotal. Eating is pivotal. Well, there's a lot of a life of routine and almost ritual can be really good to maintain a sense of good mental health. You know, lifting yeah. heavy things and exercising. Being like, I like what you said, Lisby, the little things, getting outside when you've been stuck up in a home, in nature, the breeze, the birds, the green, are all pivotal to this getting some rhythm in your mental health, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they really feed into the soul, and that's going to have a good effect on your mind. I think just getting back to the sleep thing, so we'll just hover on that for a second. I think kids with video games and playing with people overseas, you know, like having international gaming situations on their phone and lying in bed at 2 a.m, got to be at school at 8. And I mean, it just is wearing some of these kids out and very distracted, very unfocused and just feeling tired, falling asleep through the day. I think even, I know we say that this is a problem kids have, but the average age of a gamer, I think, is now 45.
Wow.
So it's not just sleep that's going to be troubled. It's marriages, it's relationships, it's this fixation. And it can be like an addiction. In fact, I've known people who would say, yeah, it's an addiction that is very hard to get your mind out of that into the normal day's living. So there may be some hard calls that people have to make about their screen usage, their phone usage, and just to say, hey, I need to actually put this down and forget about it and re-engage in actual real life. Have you found any of that to be a problem in Europe, there where you are, Lisby?
Yes, I think if you've got a propensity for an addiction in this season, it really comes to light. I think that could be gaming, that could be all sorts of different things. I think we've seen people coming through with that. And again, I think it's a decision to go, right, I've got to reorientate my mind and get out and get some accountability. But we for sure seen that sense of parents with their kids and at home trying to be in meetings and then putting their children on tablets and things to keep them quiet. And it's very understandable. And so, you know, we've been doing online parenting and marriage seminars to try and address some of those things and how people have not been so attentive because they've not been so present because they're so busy on social media or gadgets that they're not present with the people they're with. So we kind of been trying to talk into that too. But yeah,
right,
really seeing that.
Yeah, I mean, with these things like podcasts, I would listen to maybe 3 or 4 podcasts a week, but I do it when I'm exercising. So it's not a lot of kind of intruding on my social interaction with other people. We've tried to create a culture where people are more important than tasks in our church life. And so we wouldn't see that people are an interruption to a task. We'd see a task as an interruption to our people world. And I think that's super important. Look, there's another thing that I personally found when the COVID lockdowns and isolation thing happened. It's kind of the feeling is if you're not going to work, that you're in a more relaxed, almost holiday mode. And so the things you do on holiday and the allowances you'd give yourself on a holiday started to kick in. And I can imagine some people really finding themselves in a bad way. I mean, I saw a lot of Instagram funnies, you know, like people doing the comic bits on Instagram where there's a woman, you know, like standing at a doorway asking, why is that guy running so early in the morning? You know, and she's holding a glass of red wine. She says, it's only 7 o'clock, I'm going to say. And I mean, there were a lot of those kinds of, yeah, we're in lockdown, but we can party on. We're only on our second case of wine and it's lunchtime. It's, I mean, initially that might have been funny, but for some people that became a bit of a problem, a serious difficulty, because you're picking up an old addiction or an old habit that isn't going to actually help you in the long run. So a greater sense of discipline. Yeah. And especially for a believer, being a follower of Christ needed to kick in when there is less accountability and the rhythms are all mucked up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Pastor Rick Warren says something talking about the realms of mental health. And he says, you know, if you are depressed or if you have issues of anxiety, act and behave or get some disciplines in your life to what you would do if you did not. And you'll find that it helps you. Just in this area of disciplines that you set and that sense of ritual that you set, that you do like clockwork, and it will help you.
Right.
Yeah.
With being in the National Health Service, Nathan, you said your roles are, you've been looking after a number of people who have been affected by COVID. So in what areas have you been involved?
Yeah, I work in medical education, so I'm no longer directly patient facing these days. But one of my big asks over the first wave of COVID in Europe here was to support the well-being of the many hundreds of trainee and consultant doctors around Edinburgh, facing an unknown at that time pandemic of proportions. We were watching Italy and other countries in Europe and had a tidal wave experience of what's going to happen here. So there was a great deal of fear and trepidation and anticipation of what was about to hit. And then we all mucked in and worked together and then the wave receded. And then, of course, the second wave came in and people were exhausted in the healthcare force, not ready for another wave. And so the second battle wasn't the fear of the unknown, it was fear of the known and how we manage the well-being of all of these doctors who are now at burnout levels and nurses who just can't be in the intensive care unit another day. So, and we're just coming out of this lockdown again and looking at rates again. And so there's a real feeling of mental tiredness at the moment.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, a big shout out to all the medical workers and frontline responders all around the world. You know, I just applaud and clap. And we have done what we can here to say thank you to these guys. What a job they've done! Absolutely incredible, and we're so thankful for them. The church life up there in Scotland, Nathan, how has it affected you in your church?
Look, I like this. I love this C3 Global podcast, and I love how authentic we get. It feels like our tribe. So in the spirit of authenticity, I'd say. It's been really impactful to our church. We planted together, Lisa and I, out here in 2015, and we are still in that kind of establishing mode a couple of years on. So COVID, in many ways, took the wind out of the momentum of our people who loved to gather and loved to be together. A big university town, Pastor Phil, as you said at the beginning. So many of our students. Disappeared and went back to their countries of origin and parents' houses and so
yeah, must have been devastating.
It's been really tough. And you're right when you talk about the online service being an amazing thing, and it's kept us together and connected. But even as we meet, as I said before, even as we begin to meet, people love coming, gathering, worshiping together. There's nothing like it, but. I tell you, and I believe other churches are experiencing this now in Europe, there's a lot of anxiety as people come out of the woodworks and everybody believes, even people who said, I've been fine this whole COVID, I've been wearing pajamas and drinking wine at 7 a.m., everybody's coming up a little dusty, a little beat up, a little, you know, a little tired. So, yes. I have felt the effect, and I'm seeing the effect of the strain that this pandemic has brought.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, definitely. And you and Lisa are two of the bravest people on earth to have launched a church and then find yourself in lockdown, for goodness sake. We have a few churches like that. They had 1 week's service, like the Freckers in Melbourne. They had 1 week's service, I think. But then over COVID, even over that time, they grew their church online, and they now have about 90 people, and they've just managed to get a big new building. They are really, I mean, miracles can happen in this time in spite of the incredible difficulties and you guys are so far away from home there. And as you are, Lisby and Steve, from England, you know, very brave, courageous people, and we salute you. The future, though, I'm believing is going to, we're going to rebound and see the return of the church at an even greater level than we have before. And I do believe it'll equip us and strengthen us for the days ahead to help cope with many of these mentally troubling issues. Lisby, are you finding that the demand for what you're offering in terms of the Beautiful Mind ministry is increasing?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually. I mean, it was, you know, out of this. So it's, you know, we're doing it through the year. It's partly for our church. It's partly further afield. And, you know, I started Beautiful Minds because it was birthed out of my own journey with my mind over like 35 years knowing Jesus and feeling that there are cycles of cycles I got trapped in, cycles of defeat, of cynicalism, of negativity, of feeling insecure or comparing myself. And I just felt like I was so tired of those moments where I was just getting trapped, and just felt like I literally just felt God face me one day and go, Lisby, are you living out of your identity in Christ in your mind? And I have found that going to your devotional book, Pastor Phil, In Him, I read that every year religiously, because it takes me back to who I am in Christ. I need to fill my mind with who I am. And I think what we've found, I think what's happened particularly with women is that that sense of holding on to your identity in this season has been a lot harder. So I'm feeling that there's a lot more defeated, insecure thoughts. And there's been a lot of like, and Nathan will probably agree with this, like, there's been a lot of grief. People feel there's things that they've been robbed from this year, things that they wish they could have done. People that we know in our church whose family have died and they've not been able to get to the funeral because they live abroad. So there's this whole sort of sense of trying to reposition your life where it needs to be. And I think we've got a lot of work to do. So we are giving people a lot of one-to-one attention, and I'm trying to do that just to make sure that I'm hearing people's stories. Because everyone's got a story this year, and it's completely different. My story is completely different. And understanding that, not, we always say it's been the same storm, but not everyone feels like they're in the same boat. It's affected people differently, and
Amazing.
Trying to work that out as we go. Like, we've never been here before.
Boy, you guys, I mean, you're saying so many incredible things in there, and I just think that as we move forward, we are going to need to give people a lot of space to grieve, as you said, because of situations that they were unable to be a part of, whether it was a guest at a wedding or at attend a funeral or to be at somebody's graduation or all these things. That, I mean, I'm not sure how people will deal with it. Some will reenact the moments. Others might do it again. But, I mean, once a funeral has passed, I guess you can have memorial services, etc. But even going through the action, I'm not sure will completely satisfy the need to get over the fact that you were not there when your dad passed away. And I know people who have actually, who were forbidden to do that. And then to see huge stadiums filled with people cheering, shouting and yelling didn't do these people any good, because they felt like they'd been completely, you know, denied something that others were allowed to do for a lot less, a far more frivolous reason, you know, in terms of, yeah, well, how could that, those inconsistencies be reconciled? And their sense of anger and frustration over that is well justified. So to actually allow people to come through that and say, look, let's move on, let's go forward. And I know that one thing in our church that we have been doing for the last maybe 6 weeks is we've had extended altar call times on a Sunday evening. And we've found that virtually no one leaves, even though we dismiss the service. We just let the band keep playing, and people will go out there and stand in the presence of God. And I've found that that to be the most renewing and times of refreshing for people's soul from the presence of the Lord.
Yeah, wow. We're about to start the same, actually. Our context right now in Edinburgh is communicating all about two things. Over summer, we are all about the presence of God, because we can finally gather corporately together and be in the presence, and community. Beautiful. Presence of God, community. Presence of God, fantastic. Community. So we've started and just lingering with a bit of worship, and then we're about to start a Monday evening fortnightly just gathering, just so people can come and worship God again, because people don't want to leave that space. We can't even sing yet corporately as a church under government guidelines, but just to have the music and the worship be immersed in that is what our people need right now.
Nathan.
But people can pray. I mean, under those guidelines, I think you'll find people can pray. Yep. And to come forward and be in a 4 square meter COVID safe, you know, kind of altar call, and just pray and seek the Lord, they will find themselves, as the worship team keep playing, in the presence of the Lord. And that will definitely help the rewiring of their mental circuitry anyway.
That's very
absolutely
true. Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to close in about 2 minutes. So, Lisby, you got any final thoughts?
Oh, final thoughts. Gosh. I'm just trying to think. I think I've had to grow a new dependency on God in this season, because I haven't understood everything going on. Haven't felt in control. There's been times where, as a pastor, I think this has been the most out of control time, season I've ever gone through. Not being able to see people, not being able to understand where they're at, and having to really trust God that he's got this, and that he's got a plan forward, and he's going to minister people in their homes. And I think that's done me a lot of good, to be at this stage of life, to be going, God, there's just things I cannot see, I cannot control.
It's a really interesting take on keeping mental health, is the sense that I've got control.
Yeah, and you can't live with your shoelaces tied up. That's what you once said, and you take that one.
Yeah. You know, I've read material on that where people, you know, have in a group, some have got control, some others haven't, and a red button was put by each of them, and the one by one group, and the said that'll stop the noise, and the group, they didn't use the button, but they were a lot more productive and happy, simply because they knew they could stop it if they wanted to.
Yeah, right.
They had some control. And I believe that God does give us that sense as we rule and reign in life through Christ Jesus. Look, guys, it's been fantastic having you this week on our podcast. Thanks for being with us. I'd urge everybody to jump on board and hit that subscribe button so we can pop up in your inbox each week. Thanks, Nathan. All the best for Edinburgh C3 and for you, Lisby, there in Amsterdam. We love you guys. God bless.
Thank you very much. See you soon. Love being on here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the C3 Church Global Podcast. Let us know what you thought by leaving a review, and connect with us on Instagram @C3 Church Global. We hope you'll be back real soon.